Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, come on. We got DJ Kool and Duck. Get fresh. Rock it to the beat, cause we are the best. Dougie Fresh and Biz Markie, hey. Rockin' to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie and DJ 20, so hit me with your horns and make that money.
Let me see those hands together.
Yeah. Hit it on the hop. Hey, everybody jump, jump, jump. It's a bit more aggressive, I can get busy.
Can I kick it?
Yes, yeah.
You know that I can do it with the mic in my hand.
Yeah.
You remember that? Oh, I want you. Yo, that is that. Tick-tock, tock, and tick-tock, and this is I. No matter what I say, it always come on fire. The ladies in here feel like fruit in the cup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yo, let me stress my fella, my man. Yo, get on the mic and do the best.
Let me clear my throat.
What you think I'm hot for? Every summer drop more. Hits to make my stock go up. Them hands go up. The fans go up. I'm number one in this bitch and I'ma say that. We the best of the best. Cry while you hate is asleep. I'm yelling free Weezy. I'm at the heart of the streets. Who hotter than me? I'm wearing the crown.
Tell me can't stop, won't stop.
Go hate on me now.
I can never get enough when it come to getting fitted. Niggas ain't ready for my Ferrari Segletti. Mario ain't dreaded. Money coming fast. My honeycomb hideout is made of all glass. I can never be a racist. Wake up every morning just to count white faces. Neo in the Matrix. Glorious as Morpheus. Employed all warriors. I'm mean as a scorpion. Dr.
Kavorkian.
Yo, every time I come, I gotta know a nigga come to get a lot of money. When I'm in the building and I come to say, ain't no motherfucking body. Better. Okay. Niggas know I got it when I hit you with the pitter-patter. Whenever they see me, then you hear a lot of chitter-chatter. Niggas know there ain't nobody better. I watch a lot of niggas when I'm in a cut. Who's so sick when I come and hit him in a gut? Oh. You will crown me king.
No matter what.
Get him. Okay, let's shine, my friend. Get up on my grind again. Some niggas should be happy that I chose to rhyme with them, cuz.
All I do is win. No matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. Whenever me and talent do the remix. Everybody hands go up.
Hey. Showtime.
And they stay there. Yeah. And they stay there. Yeah. And they stay there.
Yeah.
Cause all I do is swing.
Oh, yeah, tell me up, man. I want them to hear me.
I got a billion reasons you should know my whole name. Got the most paper, Mr. New York Times. I'm a natural born winner, nigga, New York mine. Everybody getting money, but I got the first six. Now I run the game, so I toss the first pitch. Yeah, I let you wife her, but she's still my first bitch. Life is less than 9 digits, nigga, that ain't fucking rich, motherfucker.
All I do is win, ain't that the reason that you really mad? Undisputed, hailing all the way from Trinidad. I ain't mad, ma, I see you on your bummy swag. I'm in that money green Jag, lot of money bag. I told Khaled you the best, but I'm the bestest. Better run for cover if your name is on my checklist. You could talk slick all the way down to the welfare. As the IRS, bitch, I'm paying for your health care.
Look, I'ma make this hair official. Let me clear some issues. First off, I am not for Britney Spears initials. That's no BS. At your request, lean back, you and your crew. Fat Joe, T.S., yeah, it's young funeral. All black, homie, so act like summer's over and fall back, homie. Winning is all I do, I'll answer all of you. But y'all ain't saying shit, like prank callers
do. All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. Whenever me and talent do the remix, everybody hands go up.
Hey. Showtime.
And they stay there. And they stay there. And they stay there. Cause all I do is
win.
And if you go in, put your hands in the air. And you stay there.
Already proven, I got them birds moving. All I do is win, I'm allergic to losing. Yellow gold Cuban, 9 mil Ruben. I show you what to do with them, finish them, I'm through with them. They gon' have to jump me, it's gon' take a few of them. They don't want no problems, they might end up suing them. Disassociate yourself, have nothing to do with them. We already got a jet, we trying to get two of them.
JetBlue, trial, crack lobsters, Little Italy. Your wife see a screamer, yelling, slow down, Joe, you killing me. Beat it like a prize fight. Mommy, I'm a rude boy. You just hit the Powerball. Every day a new toy. Nigga, it's a stick up. A motherfucking robbery. I done did some things to have Haitian Jack proud of me. Riding through Harlem. Me and DZ, pardon me. Puffy surfing on the hood for niggas that keep doubting me.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. Whenever me and talent do the remix. Everybody hands go up.
Hey, showtime.
And they stay there. And they stay there. And they stay there. Cause all I do is swing. And if you go in here, put your hands in the air. And you stay there.
What's Gucci? You already. It's the kid in the building, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. You are in my world of green. Welcome. Tonight is DJ night. I was paying my homage to some of the DJs that I personally like myself. And tonight I put a little thing out. I want to do some information on rap battling. If you don't know what rap battling is, and I mean for the youngins who don't really understand it, rap battling is a type of rap performed between two or more performers that incorporate both insults, wordplay, dishes, and is often performed freestyle and spontaneously and live. So that is what rap battling is. It's actually, you know, really kind of the form of art that most rappers come from. A lot of the rappers that I know, independent artists, actually come from battle rap, and there's a lot of good juicy stuff going on with battle rap, and I didn't just want to jump into it because on my satellite station, I actually, we'll get to that, I know I didn't bring it up, but on my satellite station, I actually do a thing called the Battle Room, and I just wanted to kind of do a little bit what I do over there, over here, just so when you get over there, you'll know what's good until we get everything set up over there. Now, in the Battle Room, what I do is I play different battles. I don't know, some of the battles you may have heard, they might be old to you, it might be new to you, I don't know, but I play the ones that I am most interested in. And then I have, like, my own, like, battle, my whole battle system where it's like I do a thing, it's like a point system. I am going to get it down packed before I... Next Thursday, I'll have it ready. I'll be ready by next Thursday. But I have a point system, in which case, like, some, like, if they get loud, you know, the audience raises their hype, like, really loud. Because sometimes they be battling, and it gets so good, the audience is so animated, they're so loud, the battlers have to actually wait, and they sometimes lose the time because they're timed. And sometimes they lose the time because they have to quiet down the audience. And to me personally, that's kind of sort of like a form of encore to me. So I give points for that in my little crazy battle system. I also, if you get booed, I take points off if you get booed. What else do I do? You know what? A perfect person who I could talk about battles with. Tonight, what I am going to do, though, I am going to play some battles tonight so you guys can see exactly what I'm talking about before we get into next week. And tonight is DJ night. You still can send in your independent music. You still can definitely call up and spit. So a hot 16 if you got them. The number is 515-605-9329. Feel free to do that. That's all part of DJ night. If you are an independent DJ, this is for independent DJs who are just learning to DJ or looking for parties to DJ. I have a lot of DJ friends, you know, call up. Let me hear your set. Let us hear your set up here. Let us critique it, help you in the best way we can. Actually, I have a DJ waiting to speak right now. I'm going to bring him in a couple seconds. But wait, back to my point system. So with the point system, we go through all of the points that they can get, and they can get points as the battle is going on. So they can get 2 points, 3 points, 2 points, 3 points. And I add up the points each round. They only do three rounds. I add up the points each round. And then at the end, I see who, you know, won, obviously. But you guys, as we go on, you can judge it with me with the points if you want. Or if you disagree, like, nah, he won, judge it. If you want to call in and, you know, disagree, I'm going to put the battles out. I didn't get a chance to do it today, but I'm going to put the battles out pre-show so you get a chance to look yourself in case you didn't get a chance to look at the battles. There's a lot going on in the world. You might not, you know, have the time to do that, but it's amazing. If you are an independent artist and you're into this is part of the culture, and we can't just act like everything else happens and battle rap is not a part of it. It's a very big part of it, and, you know, I'm not in it personally. I want to say salute to every battle rapper in the world. Salute to y'all. Because that getting in my face, that talking about my family, nah, no, That's not going to work for me. So shout out to everybody who is able to deal with that. I'm going to bring Mr. Raw in because I'm about to turn these battles on real quick. Let's see what he got to say. I know he got something to say about battling. Mr. Raw, you're in the building with Gucci.
You already know when you hear that sound, who it is and how it's going down. Mr. RAAW in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm a heavy battle rap connoisseur. I've been battling so much I make if Dutch can't vouch for me, oh my God. If Dutch can't vouch for how much I used to sit on the radio with her and what was my man behind the wall name?
Lito.
Lito, oh my God. Me and Lethal used to go ballistic on this microphone over here. So
I'm trying to explain the art of battling to the ones who don't understand it.
Oh, it's a sport. It's a sport. It's like academic sport. You have to train for it. What it is battling. I'm going to use for instance. For instance, let's say, what's today's date? Today is going to be February 1st. Yes, salute to everybody in February. Then next Thursday is what date?
Happy Black History Month, guys. I didn't get a chance to say it.
Salute. So let's say next Thursday going to be the 8th, right? So for instance, it is announced that on the 8th of February, Dutch is going to be battling Mr. Raw. So Dutch is battling Mr. Raw. That means one thing. It's going to be a three-round battle. It's going to be timed 2 minutes per round. And the whole object of the situation is Dutch is now going to go and do a homework about Mr. Raw. Mr. Raw is going to go do the homework about Dutch, you know, find out things about Dutch's being able to grab information that she can bring out.
That's the part I don't respect. That's the part I don't respect. I don't respect it.
Let me tell you, but it's signed contracts. It's signed contracts for a wage.
Are you on speakerphone, Mr. Raw, because you're going in and out?
My bad. Let me sit up for you. I'm sorry about that. Pardon me. But it's a battle that is signed up. Let's say the winner's going to get five mans. Five mans is 500. So 500 for that battle. And sign the contract that you can't get mad if I talk about your dogs. And I can't get mad. You know what I'm saying? So
I didn't know that. So there's a clause in the contract that you can't get mad?
Yeah. Oh, yo, listen. I could tell you what battle rapper in the clause says you can't talk about his daughter. If you talk about his daughter, he's gonna yap you. You know what I'm saying? So and then that's the reason
you
why
you talk about goods.
Goods. There you go. And then on top of that, that's the reason why there's no fighting, because the clause is if there's any fighting, you lose your wages, your money. But 500 is very light.
Right,
but
somebody did that to him though. I forgot who it was. Said
shout
out to goods. Somebody did that to him. He was standing there. I forgot. I'm going to find it. And he was like, you said we can't talk about your daughter, so I'm about to talk about your daughter. Wasn't that arson?
It might have been. And at the same token, what was good for goods, he held his own because he could have lost his temper and smack Arsenal, and then it would have been the money would have been forfeited. He'd have lost. So that's what the battle rap is about. It's about clauses. It's about a signed contract. That's why so much money's in detail, because now it costs money. Everybody, the build-up, oh, my God, Dutchess is going to battle Mr. Raw. The build-up next week, everybody's telling everybody, promotional. Then they charge a fee to come see it. That's why it's so expensive.
But where's the money coming from?
It's coming from the venue. So let's say we booked a venue. Let's say we was in New York and we booked a venue in the Bronx. The venue's going to get 25 ahead for everybody to go in. Everybody's hearing about the battle. And the 25 ahead, and then they have 2,500 people times 25. Here you go, $25,000. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they make their money. And then they do pay-per-view. And then, you know, That's how the battle rap.
But that's the venue getting the money. I'm trying to understand how the promoter would get the money if the venue the event person.
But if they video, but if it's on video, it's live streaming. It's pay per view. You know, before it was caffeine, it was pay per view. URL pay per view. You don't get to see it unless you paid. To see it,
right.
then they stop showing it on YouTube automatically. So now you got to wait months to see it. Usually back in days, it was on YouTube the week after the battle came. But now you got to wait. So they want to make money off of it. It's a big time money making process. The disrespect level, it don't matter. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Well, I just want to know, how did you get through the disrespect? How?
Oh, well, my days of battling were different. We hashed it out on songs, or we dissed each other. And, you know, I had my element of surprise being able to freestyle. So my freestyle would usually catch a nigga because I'm talking about everything.
Okay.
I usually catch a nigga. You know, the ones that's nice with freestyle, DNA, Charlie Clips, who else? Oh, my nigga from Queens, The Don. These niggas are nasty with the freestyle, and so they'll be able to take your rebuttal. They'll be able to take something that you said.
I got you. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, so that.
And it sounds like they wrote it. I got you.
Yes. It's very strategic. That's why I call it a sport. It's a spectator sport. The only thing I don't like is when it gets out of hand with the physicality and niggas want to punch a nigga in the face and like you, I'm just like you. You're not getting that close to my face and spitting on me.
Nah.
That's why Hoffa was notorious for punching the nigga in the mouth. Because that was the first thing that happened on his first battle. The dude's baseball cap hit Hoffa in his nose. And he said, "Yo, man, watch your hat." And the little nigga said, "What, nigga, what is it?" And then that nigga Hoffa said, "Yap." And that was it. So, you know, I've been watching some smack battles. I got all the smacks with the smack battles. I've been watching it
Good. We're going to be doing on Thursdays. But those who don't know what we're talking about, don't worry. We'll catch y'all up with it. We'll get y'all caught up. I got a battle I want to play now. I'm going to try to get to. The main goal tonight is the battle with the Black Captain and Geechee. Definitely going to get that in, or at least y'all get a little bit of it. But before I do that, we're going to go into Charlie Clips. Shout out to my nigga Marley, who looked just like this. He looked just like this nigga. But anybody who wants to get your music played, the number is 515-605-9329. It's Greenleaf Network Live. We'll be right back, y'all. We're going to play some of this stuff that we talk about. Hold on, this is Charlie Clips and C3.
The Chrome Champ.
Yeah!
She is C3.
In battle rap, Charles Godley. In real life, no
show up to Charles' parties.
What?
And more oddly, we only haircut CeeLo Green, and he in danger. I'm about to give him these beats that's Gnarls Barkley, and I'm sorry. But if you see me on the Harlem night, that's gonna be the plot. Pinky shot, I put a bald head in Charles Barkley.
Let's go!
Now you can rebuttal that. That's cool, Dennis double straps. Now I'm giving Charles Sharpley. Today, I came gripping, ready to rip it if you feeling froggy. But calmly, I ain't wanna take the Tory lane. I just wanna drop some bars on a big bitch. Then I'ma party, cause he be talking like he be getting all these cream on these corners. But fail to mention he was with the other kids waiting for Mr. Softy. Quit the malarkey. If you was hustling, quit the malarkey, I like that, right? If you was hustling, you would have stayed getting chased with the coke. Oh, it's Bacardi. Now every battle, it seemed like you just want to stick to these same old games. Yeah. Stop wasting our time, bitch. Go get Atari. Cause you've been getting milked and whipped so long, you're starting to look a little frothy. Now I'm about to smoke him like a Marley or Yardie or Rastafari. Right. Or dedicate this clip back to the ancestors. Rest in peace, Marcus Garvey. Right. Now in a minute, y'all gonna see it when his soul start to leave his body. First his legs gonna get a little wobbly. Then his posture get a little sloppy. His eyes wide cause his light flashing back, but his muscle memory getting foggy. Right. Next thing he know, he in the casket sharpening his feet. But you know what? Speaking of being sharp.
Right.
Speaking of being sharp, if y'all think his effort decides this outcome, y'all got this shit wrong. When I put this material together, I told myself I am not losing. We will not tie. I don't give a fuck what clip on. I do my job on any stage I get on. But let me see you raise your hands. Whoever seen the clips battle that had them pissed off?
Me?
Exactly. I should have sent out a signing sheet for all the people clipboard. So stop thinking cause he on VH1 dude ain't trial. Or like he doing something that I can't do as well. What you gonna do? Take that angle, turn me to an angel when you move the L? Well let's see what that same do when I
fight. Right, that's my line.
Go!
He gonna take that angle, turn into an angel when he move the L. But let's see what that fame do when I flame you and give you the L. Stop doing all this barking with no biting, with the purebred that won't sit well. Cause when it's time for war, you showing signs of fear. My mind is clear, we both tucking, but it's two different types of intel. Yeah, you a legend, you got big successes, but you also got some big fails. I started to think he was paying some sacrificial homage to that rapper from Harlem when he started taking all them big L's. But you know what? That's just round one. I see y'all sleep, but I ain't through with your dumb ass. Just catch y'all breath, and I'ma turn up in round two on his punk ass.
Yo! Okay. I said, yo.
You want to do a show of hands and all that?
Oh, God.
I said, yo. A fan said, Clips, you fell off. And I can no longer support you because you used to be the man. I told that nigga, you fell on. All these hating niggas dicks that you claiming that you used to be a fan. This is all facts too. Where was the love when I beat Rosenberg in A-Ward? Niggas wasn't knocking on my front door or tweeting me like they want more. Ain't it crazy? I told ARP I got a poem for QB that's going viral. And it sent battle rap in an uproar. My plan worked perfectly. Cause see, I peeped it from the beginning. Y'all don't show love when a nigga winning. Battle rap is a storyline, so y'all only care about the ending. So if I perform my ass off tonight, y'all gonna forever buy tickets to see me. Now a show of hands, who thinks she could be the serious Clips? One, two, damn, I don't even see three. Hey! You gonna die my way. Old school nigga. All right, cool. You know, it's like a shot from Kobe. You don't know, can you stop it? All right, I say, C3 Craig, right? Okay, but you about to die my way.
old school nigga, loading up guns in the house while bumping Sade. Queen of the Ring of it, DeMar. You ain't on the card. I guess Babs told you to hit the highway. The irony, Debo ain't want to book Craig. Now she got his battle on her. The long work of the series, wait. You know these niggas got the nerve to say your ass is fat? I'll look at that and let the tray off.
What?
I'll let one ring in a bubble like LeBron during the playoffs. Can somebody let her know I crack heads like Felicia? I let this K off. And y'all gonna see Craig still in boxes on her day off. The nerve of you motherfuckers thinking Baby D can beat me. Just cause she know all the snacks before they come out don't mean she gonna eat me. With this AK, I move weird like Day-Day, this shit get creepy.
Uh-huh.
Machete blade, before the record, all they found was her pinky. Hold up.
Oh.
Hold up. You know what? I'm so motherfucking mean with it. I got out of hand with the pinky shit. I might as well do a
whole other scheme with it.
Ayo, Mac Myron. Ayo, Mac Myron, pause. But that porno scheme you did was fire. Yeah, now these niggas gonna be scared of me, cause a fucking clip is with a mustache like Ron Jeremy. The gun kick and jerk so much and link up with Saga to have therapy. I will smash the fucking... But that porno scheme you did was fire. She gonna be scared of me, cause a fucking clip is with a mustache like Ron Jeremy. A fucking clip is,
you caught it right?
A fucking clip is with a mustache like Ron Jeremy. Watch your mouth. I'm trying to tell you, you ain't prepared for me. I would take your hand and smash your pinky in the door of a Grand Cherokee. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? This the clips they wanna see. The nigga that can fucking rap. The GOAT fell off. Word to Mr. Marcus that is fucking cat. Watch your mouth. Remy hit my phone and said, Charlie, I need you to fucking black. You ever hit a flat bitch doggy style?
Yep.
In other words, I'm fucking back. This is an... This the clips the people love to see. You know the nigga with an attitude that be acting dumb gritty. Heavyweight, 300, you get half of that. I'm talking a $150. Butter knife on your ankle. For 7 hours, I get dumb busy. The coach is shocked watching you lose the foot. Like Rum Nitty. Hold up. You know what? I'm so motherfucking mean with it. These are 2 minute and 30 second rounds. I can't do a whole nother scheme with it.
Y'all ain't shit. I hate when people put your father in their balls.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't gotta be in this. And I don't know why y'all like that shit. Okay, his pop snitch, he didn't. So I ain't about to stand up here and put what I think in it. Ain't really much more to see in it. But I will take what everybody else said and do a whole nother thing. Like I lied. You know with me, this shit different. So I ain't gonna put your father in my balls, bitch, zip it. I'm so motherfucking sick with it. I could just put a whole other Harlem snitch in it. Cause you Harlem niggas is wild, yo.
Wait.
Y'all be doing each other. Y'all be doing each other. Not you, this is this one. I'm just talking about this one and his lineage. You all them niggas is foul, yo.
Uh-huh.
Y'all be doing each other wild, bro.
Uh-huh.
Out here singing like altos. So I ain't even got to do the dirty work of saying the name. I'm pretty sure the crowd knows. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be creative and say it ain't in my pedigree to be stating names. Knowing that shit beneficial, all it does is fuck up the whole gravy train. So I ain't got to put your father in my bars, bitch, zip it. I'm so motherfucking sick with it, I could just put a whole other hog for my hustlers. Y'all ever had that favorite custody that might fix your yard issue or a car issue? He even bringing all his other friends, putting them on to you. Mm-hmm. Might even give you the drop on some ops that think about harming you. We know how to get those, but he don't listen. If every once in a while you give him a free nick, he bonds with you. So I ain't got to... I'm so motherfucking sick with it, I could just put a whole other hall of
fame.
I want to wrap this up. Let me be frank. Luke is a book in the Bible. I hope Clip. I want to wrap this up. Let me be frank. Luke is a book in the Bible. I hope Clips read. We could tell you ain't the star and roll in the bars. You scroll by the way you mislead. When you tell your money stories, bro, it got a lot of holes. Oh, you was getting Swiss cheese. But I'm speaking frankly. Let's not forget that. Because just like that pig rat, he thought it safer if he mixed breed. Bitch, please. And you know what? Let me switch speeds. I want this to be a slow walk. I want to show y'all I could wash money in a series of ways, but this ain't Ozark. Now, if he starts that little... thing yawning, acting like he might doze off, remember his name Charlie Brown. When he in character, he don't understand that grown talk. But it's cool, bro. But it's cool, bro. Go off. Because honestly, I don't be understanding you. But I could guess the way you handle your battle rap career is probably why a chick has yet to give you a kid and start a fan with you. When the stage is set, you would think Clips to perform like any grown man to do. But instead, you shoot blanks, Clips, like a workout video camera crew. I mean, stop acting like Big Billy. Billy, all right. And I appreciate the gift, Remy, but honestly, you ain't have to bring Charlie around me. Why would we need Clips for Chrome? This revolve around me. So a nigga like this... So a nigga like this definitely can't survive around me, and he definitely, definitely ain't gonna survive in round three. Get his ass.
Go. I said yo. I remember the year 2013 like it was yesterday.
Okay.
For some reason, that year just happened to have one of my favorite summers. It was hot outside, the H2 was smooth, but then the H3 became my favorite Hummer.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Every third week at 3 p.m., I would pick up three different niggas' baby mothers. I was born 3/21 at 6/03. Now UC3 is my favorite number.
Okay.
If I hit three times, this thug bitch is going straight to hell. If she survives, spend 6 minutes with the cops. She couldn't wait to tell. But I'll be out around 9 because my money long and I'm paying bail. Mm-hmm. So if you get hit with 4 times 3, that don't mean go straight to 12. If you get hit 4 times 3, that don't mean wake up and go straight to 12. At 15, I watch a whole block get knocked. Young niggas in state greens. I tried to count. It was one adult and I think 18s, but one nigga came home early. One nigga got let home early. Got trapped in the streets because he had plenty guns. Had a cold heart at the age of 19. Got a Drake and became a savage by 21. That's why you don't see me rolling with niggas. Every time you peep around, Clips is Dolly. I don't bust down the block. I bust down the watch and then I switch the rollie. Watch your mouth. Niggas know me. If you want her to survive, you better get your homie. Because if I hit you 8 times 3, that's 24. And then you visit Kobe. I take you... That's Duncan trying to assist Ginobili. I repeat myself. If I hit you 8, if I...
It is the do-rag, I think. All right, do-rag.
If I hit
get you 8 times 3, that's 24. And then you visit Kobe. If I subtract 3 out of that, that's 21. Like Duncan trying to assist Ginobili. Or I can hit you 3 times like Tank Davis trying not to get hit by Rolly. Or repeat myself 3 times in the third round like Yoshi, you better get to know me. Or I can throw 3 ninja stars like this shit Shinobi. Like nigga try like this shit Shinobi. Hey, listen, they want to see the old clips, right? Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't got to be all the way to old clips. Sometimes y'all be happy as long as y'all see flashes. Battle rap course, pay attention and visit me if you need me to see asses. 3 passes. Now niggas say they want to see glasses. Now I know why they call you C3. I see 3 asses. You see? You don't like when nobody flirt with you. You always tell. You always tell. You don't like when a nigga flirt with you. You probably tell a nigga that he shouldn't. You don't like shit like Cutie Pie, Baby, or... Watch yourself, you know how I floss. I'm an uppercut, and after that, you're going to have to see the boss. You're going to have to see the... Stop. What is going on? I'm just trying to wake y'all up. Y'all getting fucking mad like I'm up here trying to break y'all up. I didn't even touch your ass. I was just going to call your girl Puddy. And I know why you're looking at me, because she ain't get you pregnant, is because she couldn't. It's amazing. Like it's a gun and hit the club with it. My Crip niggas from Queens. So let's calm this tough dyke shit down. Cause you get a dildo and become a thug with it. Put the shit in your pocketbook like it's a gun, then hit the club with it. My Crip niggas in Queens told me they always see you with the shit. They said cuz with it. No wonder why she with Crip niggas, cause fake dick ain't got no blood in it. It's a man's world. It's a man's world. Not so motherfucking mean with it. 2 minutes and 30 second rounds. I can't do a whole nother scene with it.
Battle rap ain't the same no more.
Hell no.
I think we need some new feng shui. Maybe need to change the call. Probably start with him. I mean, no shade, but even the blondes can see sunshine ain't going to raise no more. So when the league sign him, they investing all in the wrist, knowing a chuck shot usually ain't a score.
Right.
So are you saying we ain't supposed to blame you for coming up here sounding like a read-along? You're literally going viral for your missing engagement like that movie with Nia Long. Still trying to get respect off old rep. Seen the way y'all beat on chess? You should be alarmed. I'm like, yeah, but you still gonna need an army if you wanna be the Victor, Charlie, you know, Via Kong. You old Curious George in the face fucker. Am I the only one curious, y'all? Why the other Harlem goats seem to stay away from him? I mean, yeah, your mother a gangster, but clearly she raised suckers. You ain't gutter. So when you hear this, Charlie, just know I ain't stutter. I started loading up soon as I heard the mission. I'm like, he slacked today? That'd be his worst decision. Think about this. He give y'all freestyles knowing y'all paying fans and y'all prefer the written. But he don't give a shit. Puts a dick like a circumcision. And it hurts to mention.
Charlie, my guy.
And it hurts to mention, but Hollow exposed you for being a Harlem nigga with no bread. That shit had me so sad. But I be broke too, so that ain't some shit I'm about to go at. But it made me notice something, and that shit had me so mad, because how dare you? How fucking dare you be a Harlem nigga with no swag?
I'm bad.
It's fucking disgusting.
Right. I'm very bad.
Disgusting. I bet Dan wouldn't even dap you up, you fucking punk. I bet Cam wanna give you a backhand and Tiana Taylor wanna fuck you up. See, but you gonna come here and pop fly with me? See, now I should get your brother jumped. Or should I just buck clips like budget cuts? I mean, keep it to the comedy shit. Keep it funny, clips. I know I said you shoot blanks, but that don't mean you gotta be a dummy, clip. Remember when he made that bet versus Rex? You was feeling all lucky, clip. Then verse loaded, you got pressed, and you folded like a money clip. I'm done with this. And if y'all didn't know, he asked for 2 minutes. You was one fat, funky bitch. Yeah. I am three. I am God. I don't fucking lose. And I know y'all react more to the easy bars, so I ain't gonna get mad that y'all confused. From now on, shit gonna go by my fucking rules, or I'll be your awakening. Love or fear? Which one you choose?
I'm about to touch your titty. Now if I touch your titty. Alright, yo, we good? Turn me up a little bit. Hey, yo. Alright, there we go. Remy, you ain't think I was coming to the battle because I was in the hospital, right?
I did.
Definitely.
But you say, I love you, bro, but I need you to get crazy in the day.
That's definite.
Remy, why am I in the hospital? Because I got a baby on the way.
Oh. You finally got some pussy! I'm so happy! Yeah.
Remy,
he's pregnant! He's pregnant! He lost his virginity, y'all! I'm talking about the clip!
Hey! My son is supposed to be born January 21st.
Congrats.
See, he wanted to be born in the first month so he could let the world know he's serious. But if y'all have a son, he gonna be born in the first month to show the world what a query is. Did y'all know it's only one battle rapper in the entire world with over 110 million views? How y'all doing? I could start my own fucking battle group. Are bloggers necessary for battle rap? That's just an opinion. But I just came here to share a little battle truth. You see, they fake like they want you to black every battle, but they really don't give a fuck about your career.
Why do you think if you don't battle on URL, you will never win champion of the year? They want you to go through a maze, treat you like a monkey that's locked in a cage, pretend it's about talent when it's secretly about the stage. This fucking event should have been sold out, but y'all only care about the Sunday or the Saturday. That's why when I wake up and check my black compass, it tell me to go that away. Cause a nigga, nigga like Clutch should be top tier, but y'all won't allow him to be cause of his quick speed image. But if you ask me, hip hop is real, but only for like 15 minutes. I know sometimes y'all wanna fight me. When I take a battle series, don't none of you niggas type me. I joke around and do a poem against QB, and all you angry fans wanna write me. Hey, Butterfly, this ain't about you, my guy. I'm talking to a bunch of group of people. And when it's showtime, I show out it's showtime, so SP, that must stand for all them stupid people. They think they can make me do what the fuck they wanna do and treat my career like a toy? I know you're thinking, what that got to do with C3? Cause she look like a nigga that a pipe a boy. I'm back on you, bitch. Cause she look like a nigga that a pipe a boy. I am thumbs down for that. Well, good luck, cause you're gonna have to get a job after. Where was the love when I went crazy and turned Rosenberg Raw into a podcaster? You can bring your niggas to the crib if you want. That's a reason for them to see God faster. Let three let them in. None of them niggas gonna be able to blog after. This is real shit. When it's drama time, my razor eat food before it's Ramadan. The llama fly, turn your brains to ice cream. You choose Breyers or Haagen-Dazs. Your mother in ICU crying, she looking traumatized. Cause they giving you tools, but this ain't the type you can monetize. These niggas thought I would show up and a god wouldn't rap? Tell these niggas to eat my dick and make a blog after that. I'm in the fucking building. Now shall I continue? Y'all wanna know how big is my buzz? Bigger than this fucking venue. My buzz. Come on, Mo, you mad? Cause there's a new nigga rocking the do-rag that got you. Is what's the greats. I ain't gonna have to do a whole nother scheme with it. And
Welcome back. We're in the building. Greenleaf Network Live. It's Greenleaf Everything. I am your girl, the Duchess, a.k.a. Mrs. Misunderstood. You're tuned in live here. This is the Battle Room. That was C3, was the lady, and Charlie Clips was the male. So I'm going right to Mr. Raw. I want to see what he thinks. Who you got winning, Mr. Raw? Mr. Raw, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Let me tell you something about. Me personally, I'm a big time Clips fan. I am. Shorty held her own, and I was surprised. You know, and it makes me want to have to revisit. It made me want to have to revisit that battle again and listen to it in its entirety. I don't like to judge battles unless I give it an overview of maybe three times, because just like in songs that I've done or you've done, or you know, when you re-listen to something, you catch a jewel. It's in there. You didn't catch that metaphor.
I know, but in this time, you got to judge now. You can see the other times. Another time, I need to know what you think now. And this time, who won?
The Clips had more at the end. At the end, Clips had more oohs and ahs and was hitting more points. But she did her thing. But I'll give the Clips.
She definitely held her own. Definitely. Yep. I feel like
She did her research, but she couldn't. He had 10 toes down. I feel like she couldn't shake him.
Nah. He had the pitbull grip on her, and she couldn't shake him off.
Right, she couldn't shake him. She couldn't shake him, and it was like it was funny because if you actually watch it, you go to YouTube and catch that. But if you actually watch it, there's a part in there because she's obviously gay. She has a girlfriend there, and you know how they pat tap each other and stuff like that. She slaps him in the chest, and he's like, "Oh, so what? I could touch your titty now?"
Oh, yeah, for that part. Yeah, that's right. Her girlfriend was right behind her. I seen it.
Yeah, Charlie Clips got a lot of, to me, I feel like he's very versatile. He's diverse. He has a lot of different styles because they so used to him being, you know, the funny guy and having the jokes, but he can get serious.
He's my top five.
He's in my top five.
Yeah, him and then Mook, and then we'll talk about the rest. So him and Mook is my top two.
All right, so before I get out of here, I said I would. I got this clip of Block and Geech. We're going to see real quick this little clip that I got, see what you think about them, and then we're going to get out of here. I definitely appreciate everybody tuned in. Next Thursday, we're going to – I'm not going to I was going to do the independent music tonight. We're not going to have enough time because I wanted to do the battles, let y'all see what's in the battle room, but we will do it next Thursday. And tomorrow, make sure you tune in 11 p.m. This is late night radio. So
you might have to make the Thursday nights a little longer, sis.
I'm saying I got it in for a little longer. I mean, I can stay. I want to hear it. You want to hear it?
You know, in the battle rounds, hell yeah.
We staying. We going to listen to Block and Geechee, and we're going to come right back and talk about it. Thanks. Oh, let me do my shout-outs. Thanks to everybody tuning in. 717. I see all the 717s. I'm so appreciative. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All the 717s, all the 718s, the 201s, I see the 201s. I see an 810 in there, 347-646. I appreciate everybody in the building. We going to go and come back. I feel like everybody's on the same page. We want to hear this Block and Geechee. I can't do that to y'all.
I'm trying to go viral
in
the world.
Yeah,
I'm hearing a lot of you all go viral, so I'm like, come on, I
want to
go viral.
I go viral every battle, though.
Easy to block cap versus Geechee God. I do what I want.
In no place like Chrome, I do what I want. We are here at the main event. Easy to Block captain from repping Philadelphia, PA versus Geechee Gotti, Compton. Somebody call.
Hey, Camden, Philly, what up?
Go.
The Block cap finally made it, nigga.
It's Easy versus McFuck.
Yo, Rim, you want me to tell him or should I? We'll get to that later. You know what I don't like about this battle? I mean, it's kind of in the big room. I actually wanted to be in the small room. So imagine we behind that cell and we about to lock it. Yo, in the big room. I wanted to be in the small room. So imagine we behind that cage and we gonna lock it. Cause I wanna talk to Marcus, Keith, Fan, Troy II and ask this nigga what's poppin'. See, I don't see this nigga how y'all see this nigga. I think that y'all blinded. I mean, they send these niggas in here to expose me, knowing the skeletons in their closet, hoping that I won't find it. But I did, motherfucker. And I got the key. And y'all don't gotta stream this on caffeine for us to unlock it. See, for this battle, I'm gonna be completely honest. I'm going to ask you some questions, and these three rounds going to go depending on your response. Like, number one, why your battle rap name like Baylor? Nigga, didn't your gang provide it? I understand being modest, but if you put Bay versus anybody in that, Bay not a bitch, nigga, we don't buy it. But I blame y'all, because y'all let these niggas do anything they want as long as they disguise it. I mean, they hide it. Because if your mom named you Marcus and your son named you Bay, who the fuck is Geechee Gotti? I think he a pussy for real. We call this nigga Geechee Gossip. Because we already know what he going to do. Trending topics, Remy Ma shit, Papoose, Hurricane Dew, Why Ain't Go Live shit. Probably a Philly angle that's nonsense. A gun title angle, need to stop it.
Right.
I'm a drug dealer. I got behind rock to make a profit. Read it in digital, like an email. I prevail. This whole year in my career, y'all tried to derail. Wanna know who I'm fucking? You gay. You wanna know the details? Nigga, keep this on the DL. If you heard a nigga did something to me over a female and he ain't dead, it's probably because I still got the female. Nigga, do it. Come with a K, catch a nut in the middle of avocado, I ruin your day. Bro, you didn't even really want this work, bro. You was led on social media talking shit. Bro, now you're dead. You done made your bed. Pick you off Instagram. Now you hanging on by a thread, nigga. Now you're hanging on by a thread, but we don't respect you because you no real nigga. It's that flag. And I held you to a standard that you never had. I start scratching around these thick ass niggas. Cause this situation bad. I knew I was allergic to seafood, but not no imitation crab, nigga. You had You had three, four PGs that didn't drop because boy's trash. Bro, you cool with that bum ass bitch hustle because y'all both got shot in your fucking ass. Split an L. Split an L. Ho. Fuck that bitch. Both got shot in their fucking ass. Split an L, bro, they don't know the half. Sold perks in jail, medicine cabinet, pills behind the glass. Enough pandering. Y'all pamper him when he don't give the coach 100. Bro, y'all pamper him, bro, I will damage him. I done seen Coke intimidate the baking soda. First time we witnessed tampering, so you play too much. Bro, you play too much. Ho, bro, you, ho. You play too much, like all day. Ho, you play too much, like all day. Been in Cali to re. LAX on my off day. Ho, been in Cali to re. LAX on my off day. Always hating, arm up for throwing salt, bae. I'm in the West, like John Wayne. Holiday schedule, the time pay, the party, with my gun and my butcher, like Conway. I'm on a blind date. The party with my gun and my butcher, like Conway. I'm on a blind date. All that means is take a single person to farm bay. Nigga, we trappers, rinders, always give out samplers because they always order after the appetizer. I'm talking run shit, drum shit, rapid fire. I'm talking order an Uber, we'll track the driver. I'm talking URL suing me. I smack a coward, nigga, target line. Target locked. Target locked. Target locked. But do not indulge. Download, but do not install. Investment banking, stocks involved. Your third round is what other people do. Pussy, knock it off. You won't have to call your man voicemail to hear his voice. Fucking with me, it'll be a conference call. Nigga, I'll warn you. Fucking with me, it'll be a conference call. Be a conference call. Bro, I'll ruin you. I'll ruin you. Bro, we make your born day your death day. We go, I'll ruin you. When we make your born day your death day, we go two for twos. We do God a favor. We say happy birthdays at funerals. And you spoil you too. And you spoil you too. Shoot whoever that you loyal to. In Philly, we look past that cop to hit that boy in blue. I do this shit myself. Cause in Philly, we look past that cop to hit that boy in blue. I do this shit myself. Cause I don't got nobody else. Strangled a champion year with a buckle. How he died by a belt. You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Feds came in. Everybody got knocked up because we was expecting a baby. This nigga ain't no different. Bro, he was raised as a Christian. Teenage started cripping. Gang banging was your picture. Had your mom, knew your dad, you just a typical dumbass nigga trying to fit in. So stop saying that you had it that hard. Stop claiming that shit. There was no gun range. We used whatever gun that was in the range of that bitch. I'm talking survival mode. I'm talking survival mode. Fire came through the stick. Had to stop my reaper from doing taxes because he was claiming the kids. Nigga, you are much. You are... What? You are, you are Marcus to me. That geeky shit, you don't deserve that. You'll get buried alive, then we visit you. We don't even let dirt net, nigga, I will park him. What? Oh, rat like that? What? What? Nigga, I will park him. I'm talking spoon in the pot. Arch it, something silver out the water like a shark fin. Do you know what happens when we hit your apple? We start getting unexpected charges. You know the difference? Caught y'all at that one. Caught y'all at that one. Yeah. Ho! You know the difference? You know the difference between Philly and Compton? We fuck with y'all niggas and we let y'all get back home safe with no problem. AK with the bandana on the left side, so we got something in common. I stopped playing truth or dare because my dares became my truth, so we just stopped giving out options. Nigga, you know the difference? You know the difference between Philly and Compton? We just thorough. We can't help it. R.I.P. P.M.B. But you might not make it back if I'm feeling selfish, nigga. This body about to be iconic. If it ain't Chrome 23, fuck y'all. I got it.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, that was cute. That was cute. We got Geeky Gotti versus... Come on now, Remy. I know you ain't fucked this corny ass nigga. I know you didn't. Please, I hope... Ooh, don't hurt my heart like that. Ooh, don't hurt my heart like that. Y'all, ooh, that's gonna hurt us. I know you ain't fucked this corny ass nigga. Never mind, we'll get back to that. We got a Compton nigga in Camden, imagine that. But wherever it's street niggas around, that's my habitat. Nigga, I'm the same nigga I was back then as when you met me. Been supposed to kill you, URL wouldn't let me. Cause they know I would've got rid of you quicker than Jeffrey. This where the acting stopped. This where the acting stopped. Yeah, he's an actor. He's an actor. He's an actor. He's an actor. Anthony Terrell Brown is an actor. He's not easy to block after. They knew I would have got rid of you quicker than Jeffrey. This where the acting stopped. This nigga said he tell his shooter sweet potato pie. What they find in the ground, cinnamon. What type of sweet ass shooters you got? My niggas, I have them laid out with his eyes wide open. We can't tell if they dead or alive. I told my shooters, Tupac, extensions, with a new Glock, creep when I ride. Hop out one deep in the slide. I'm glad he helping you with your career. Let's see if this bitch can manage to keep you alive. Let's see, hey, 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 wait. Let's see if she can manage to keep you alive. Hey, hey, who been feeding you lies? Who been feeding you lies? I don't give a fuck who you is. I kill any and everything. I don't even let rumors live. Nigga, speaking of rumors. I don't even let rumors live. Speaking of rumors. Nah, we gonna wait for that. You talking to Gotti, cuz I could have kept you safe from Pat. Now let's take it back. Holla at me next time, yo. Niggas didn't have your back. Holla at me, they didn't have your back. Hey, they didn't have his back. True story. Hey, listen, holla at me. I could have kept you safe from Pat, but let's take it back. Way to beginning. I don't think you never sold it. I don't think he never lived it. I don't think he never sold it. I don't think he never lived it. But when you rap the shit, you say fly. Hey, I'm not even gonna lie. Nigga don't got nothing but bad shit in his background. We trying to figure out where you grew up at or what block you used to stay by. Hey, listen, this nigga ain't nothing but a robot who learns how to mimic them answers. This Philly nigga, AI, bullets from the K-Fly, bullets from the bullets from the But hey, that ain't gonna work, I know you his mans, man, get up out of here. Hey, hey, bullets from that K-Fly, bullets from that K-Fly. You will be a doctor's patient. It's cool to be the algorithm to surgeons having problems trying to figure out your operations. I'm not for faking. I'm not for faking. This nigga said in order to get to the drugs, he had to learn how to dance. Because he needed to cut a rug. What a thug. That's not fire, man. You wear glasses. You don't know what's fire. Hey, listen. You know what the fuck fire? You don't know about no drugs. You don't know about no drugs. I ain't gonna watch nothing on Nutty Boy. We'll beat the shit out of you. Listen. Hey, hey, hey. You better stop acting like you. I'm not, boy. I'm not playing with you. Listen. Hey. Now he fucking me up. But guess what, though, nigga, on the real. Alvin to the doctors got problems solving your operations. I'm not for faking. This nigga said in order to get to his work, he had to learn how to dance because he needed to cut a rug. I was like, what a thug. Had to learn dance moves just to get to the drugs. I was just picturing, cuz, like really thinking about him trying to scrape up an ounce. But in order to get to it, he got to do the bank head bounce. I mean, wait. Imagine going to his trap for a birdie, but it's taking too long for him to come out because his dumb ass in there getting sturdy. Nah. Hey, hey, but look, hey, but I kind of relate to him because the first time I had to shoot a nigga, I needed to learn how to dance too, and that's a fact. The op tried running, man, my Millie rocked him, and he had to get his cabbage patch. You ever...
What?
That gas ain't gonna work, nigga. I'm from Nutty Block Crip, nigga. Gas ain't gonna work. I'm from Nutty Block Crip. He tried running, man, but my Millie rocked him, and he had to get his cabbage patch. You ever been blasted at? You ever been blasted at? Nigga, I have. In that hospital, I was cheesing. If you would've got hit how I got hit, your bitch ass would've been hollering and screaming. You such a pussy, doctors would've showed up with tampons to stop your bleeding. When you rap that gangster shit, I do not believe it. Cause I can tell when a nigga really was born in it. If it don't lock up from the baking soda, put more in it. Hey, 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 hey. If it don't lock up from the baking soda, put more in it. Hey, I had coke so pure, it made niggas snore different. Some... I can really tell if a nigga was born in it. If it don't lock up from the baking soda, put more in it. I actually had coke so pure it made niggas snore different. Some dubs I just gave them away, I was forfeiting. Play for what? Play for what?
play for what? I really flip bricks. Gotta bust it open before it gets sent. So much residue under my fingernails, it look like French tips. Bitch, I'm the big crip. I'm one of them. If they really live that, they gonna give it up or they gonna hate. I'm a real nigga, I'm gonna give it up. So much residue under my fingernails that look like French tips. The big crip. Hey, the big crip. But homie, them my stripes. Ben Stott and Ben the Jail. But homie, that's my life. Nigga, I got a bullet that's stuck in my rib cage. Nigga, that's not nice. That bullet been by my side longer than my wife. Nigga, you wanna go? You wanna go night-night? I really gun niggas down. I don't do a lot of bow bars, cause that ain't how my guns even sound. You ever seen a nigga smoke wet, think he on fire, start rolling on the ground? Against sign, you said you walked on water. As a kid, my OG died from that water. Till I was old enough to know what Sherm was, I thought Cud really drowned. Hey, hey. The way you dress in my hood, you the one nigga's clown. You older than Reed, but back in the days of them DVDs, you was nowhere around. Philly had top class and headshots. And Compton to be sort of the top class, you had to give headshots. Man, stop. Man, stop. If you had dope, I took it from you. You tell niggas I robbed you, I came back looking for you. Hey, you tell, yeah. If you had dope, I took it from you. If you tell niggas I robbed you, I came back looking for you. I love seeing the bitch in the nigga eyes when we come up on them corners. I really only wanted to take their pride. Anything else they gave up was a bonus. You niggas is goners. You niggas is goners. Stay out the mud. Hey, you niggas is goners. Stay out the mud if you got cold feet. I could have never been a block captain, cause I didn't choose the block. The block chose me. You know how these hoes do. Nigga. Nigga. West Side Nutty, nigga. Original block, though. I didn't get to choose the block. The block chose me. You know how these hoes be. They told me that your crew been moving sloppy. Told me that your partner was fucking your baby mama. Let me find out them kids not yours and they might actually got a Muslim poppy. Yo dudes is sloppy. Yo dudes is sloppy. You with this nigga Johnny Mac and knowing he a clout chaser. Bro a snake. He was the one telling us we didn't know what part of Philly you was from. Now he's standing next to you everywhere saying that bro is great. Yeah. He said he didn't know what part of Philly he was from. Now he front row everywhere he be saying that the boy was great. This nigga got about 50 battles. We only seen Cuz on stage for the last two. Where the fuck was he doing the first 48? Hey, 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 walking down, hey, but bro is straight, cause I know you and you actually green for real, and that's apparent cause ain't nobody who you grew up with is actually on your team for real. Niggas talking about they your brothers, man, okay, they put their hands up, but I bet if I ask Cud, he don't know your mother's name. What is mama name? Exactly. He don't know. Yeah, exactly. Shouldn't have put him in the front. You just met him a couple months ago. Listen, that's a fact. I hooked them niggas up. I'm the reason they know each other. Fuck out of here. Nigga, he's standing in the front like you his mans. Nigga, move to the back and let them get up here. Nigga, hey, battle rap was real tall. The suckers came. I showed up with a bunch of shooters. Ain't nobody in the league. We here for a Rucker game. Spark of flame. Hey, look, man. Spark of flame. We can really spark it out. This nigga keep telling us to talk different. I didn't come here with nothing to talk about. The Larkin out. You ever seen what a bullet do close range from a DE? Hey, you know when the bullet that do close range from a DE, so much blood at the floor, they got to clean it up with a squeegee. I'm talking open caskets, because there's people might want to see E. The morticians had a hard job, but somehow they made it look like it was E. See it in his eyes. Your turn. See if you can make niggas believe in love. Let's go. Keep it going. Keep going. We ain't done. Come on, nigga. It's a war, boy.
Where you at?
You know I'm the fighter.
As you should.
Let's go.
I love it. I love it. As you should. Hey, yo, you hear me? Yeah. Oh. Hey, yo, I think you a bitch for real. Bro, I almost fell for the gimmicks. You talk so much like a female, my nigga, I started fishing. Because I never met another nigga in my age that be in other people's business. I mean, the only people I know that got tea is bitches. But I get it. But sometimes you got to watch busters because the face don't be authentic. See, I watched this Queen Flip interview. Ho. Ho. Hold up. I watched this Queen Flip interview. And it's something that you said on that couch that sparked my interest. Not that you robbed the Walgreens, that's petty crimes, that shit malicious. But then he said that his codees got a year in jail, and when they asked him how much time he got, he said he got kicked out of prison. I said, whoa. Hey, yo, Hollow, you ever heard somebody say they got kicked out of prison?
Come again?
Yo, so I didn't know if I was tripping, so I rewinded that shit for about a minute. He said, I got kicked out, cuz. Even the tone inflections was different. I hit my DA bitch. I said, Marcus, keep Dan Troy the second bitch foul. Go get it. She called me back in a minute. I said, what it say? She said, easy. I said, what it say? I said, what it say? She said, easy. I said, what it say? Bro, it was crickets. Then she proceeded to say you had a 36-month suspended sentence. Supposed to turn yourself in for a year, but you really did. I said, well, how much time the nigga did? She said, 14 days. I said, huh? Is it something that I'm missing? Is it a program that allow you to do 1% of your sentence? Huh? I said, is it a program that allow you to do 1% of your sentence? She said, it's a statement here, but it's still, so technically you can't get it. I said, what you telling me the nigga snitching? She said, I'm not telling you that, but tell him next time he do a crime, do it with a codeine, do it with a Bible. That means only God could be your witness, nigga. He might fuck it. Now, he might rebuttal that shit and tell y'all that it's fuck shit, but L.I. the mayor was one of his codees, and that's public. And being that nigga still rocking with you, is either you owe that nigga a favor or it's close to that Gunna and Young Thug shit. Now, I'm not saying, I need y'all to listen to this. I'm not saying here to be your judge and jury. I'm not saying that I'm your judge and jury, but you are not about to ignore me. I am not saying that I'm your judge and jury, but you are not about to ignore me. I do not want to hear about you separated no cases, nigga. Don't bore me. I don't want to hear about you took no plea. Bro, who the fuck you fooling? You think I'm corny? When you separate your case from your Cody, that means you want to tell a whole nother story. But this... Am I right? That means you want to tell a whole nother story. But y'all blinded by this nigga because y'all think that it's cool. His name got it. Y'all don't think he's trying to send me the pool? Bro, do you not know who you fucking with? Bro, that, hold up. Do you not know who you fucking with? Bro, that fake ass persona. Hold it down. Do you not know who you fucking with? Bro, that fake ass persona, bro, I had enough of it. I don't got no balls about you hiding behind no tree. Cause I wanna know if you hid behind branches of government, nigga, but it makes sense. But it makes sense though. It makes sense though because he talk too much. Nigga, I hate it. Bro, it's the Matrix. If you would've ran into my judge, she don't do verbs, she do nouns. She put people in places. And if you chase her,
She don't do verbs, she do nouns. She put people in places. And if you chase it, then you come complacent. Real criminal charges what we was chasing. All these niggas is dealing no deal. A bunch of people were open cases. So you traded your integrity for laughs. And that's your Achilles heel. Cause Instagram taught us we can still get paid by being real. Your whole rap sheet, you fucking steal. Robbing pharmacy for lean and pills. And you broke your shit. It was four of y'all niggas that hit that lick. That split was... Look at this nigga, like his DA. You know the deal, nigga. Let me ask you something. Why was you driving in a car for 2 hours with stolen shit in your car? I'm like, bro, this is not they feel. What, y'all was practicing running drills? I mean, the article say y'all was in a gold caddy. I thought it was a Lexus, the way y'all took an L at the wheel. And then I seen the gangland video. I said, yo, that's part of the plea. Bro, I know the vibes, because he got on camera telling niggas where people got shot at. Bro, that is not a lie. We call them Geechee gossip. We won't let it slide. Some of these niggas referees because they got strikes for calling plays on both sides. See, if it was us, it would have been all white like a soap opera for following the days of our lives. See, I ain't talking. But since you, since you missed the ha-ha and he, you with them niggas, bro. Stop talking through my shit, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about, nigga? Stop talking through my shit. You with them, nigga. Go on that side, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? But since you, nigga, I pulled your file. Bro, I got the cheat sheet. You know why these niggas fuck with me, bro? Because I really be me. I'm talking your dad named Marcus, mom named Tina, bro, that's a freebie. Baby mom, Tarinda Hayes, in y'all hood, they call it TT. And she mad at you. And she mad at you, too, right now. And she mad at you, too. TT, is she mad at you too right now? Is she mad at him too right now? She a crip. Is she up the sig? Two boys, $168 in child support? I said, damn, it really is fuck them kids. Nigga, it's easy go. The easy come. You corny as shit, you a fucking bum. Up there splitting money with fucking rum. You should be splitting money with your fucking son. I got more. I got more. His dad caught a welfare fraud in 96. But that's the thing of the past. But that nigga, hold it down. His dad caught a welfare fraud in 96. Bro, that's the thing of the past. But that nigga in court right now for stealing from churches. Bro, these niggas is sad. God punishing you for what that nigga did. That's why AWOL keep beating your ass, nigga. So your dad still? Sheesh. Bro, your nigga still? Sheesh. You still? Sheesh. You John Dillinger. You just a famous thief. Nigga, since you wanted to talk so much like a bitch, my petty side woke up. I started researching the Shia. She was posting Derrick Jackson since they broke up. I said, this shit dead. Got a call. He fucking jacked. I said, well, that's why this nigga got a big head. So you can't even talk to me, bro. We not even the same man. You go home to a gangland. I go home and make a game plan. Bro, I'm a brand boy. Snowfall. Told Snowfall. Tell your son get his father. I want to shoot a man. Boy, nigga, yo, smack. Come get your dick sucker. We all know that he a fan, Troy. Let's talk about... But you a brand boy, Snowfall. I told your son get his father. I want to shoot a man, boy. Smack, come get your dick sucker. We all know that he a fan, Troy. Let's talk about that coffee situation. Bullshit! Bullshit! Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit! Bro, you even handle female problems like a female, nigga. You gotta put your foot down. Tell them hoes that it be no fight. If you the league owner, you gotta protect your price. If Coffee Brown is headlining your event, you gotta kick out the bitches that she don't like. Bro, you gotta... But the fact, but the fact, but the, but the fact, matter of fact, we should have knew he wasn't with that shit because he don't got no muscle. He ain't not a jail nigga. Commissary. Why else we would have traded coffee for a hustle? Nigga, and he keep... Commissary. Why else would he would have traded coffee for hustle? And he talking about, he got more quotables than me. I said, oh, now I got to expose him. It's like a 3-4 minute video out here, all 10-4s, all his big haymakers stolen. All he do is take your best shit, flip it, and act like he wrote it. But y'all let this nigga go because he's so open. He give y'all 50%, come in here, start freestyling and choking. That's why I'm about to smoke him. Bro, we don't even rob niggas no more. Debt collect agencies, whatever you got, we withhold it, bro. I'm the face of this fucking league. Put me behind the gun, bro, my Estes switch. I got booked with a ratchet, so I came to Chrome because that's what I'm protected with. Nigga, you got me. This is what you disrespect me with? I told you I ain't wanna battle no female and you still give me this messy bitch. Let's go! Got it, nigga!
Got him, nigga!
This nigga said all that catty ass information like that shit was hot. But look, the difference is, see, that's because you don't know me. I got three different baby mamas. If you wanted to know something about that messy bitch Kiki, you could have got that shit from me. She mad because I left her when she got four other kids. Dumbass nigga, my kids live with me. He ain't no father like that, so he wouldn't understand. He listening to bitches. Weirdo. All that research, you got it wrong. Hey, nigga, yeah, he was talking all that dumbass jail shit. He was so convincing. But he right. A lot of mayors on stage with me. This was my co-defendant.
Fact. Nigga, fact. Fact. Hey. Fact. Hey. Nigga, we did the deal together. Hey. Don't show no. Hey. That's all facts. True story. Nigga, look it up. He did that much research to have got all of that too. Exactly. Come on, man. We gonna walk him down though. For the real. He emotional. Hey, I'm not just breaking it down though. He mad at the rebuttal because it took his whole round away.
Exactly. Hey, but listen though, man. We just came here for a classic. Cause if I really did snitch, I told my nigga, don't hold my name down, nigga, kill me and hold my casket. Nigga, that's real shit. Real shit. Real shit, man. You listen, man. I battled in Philly way more times than you do. You ain't even really from Philly, dog. Your resume boo-boo. I battled motherfucking Dre Dennis in Philly. Then I battled, hey listen, and then the Battle Academy had an event going on that day and I pulled up to that too. I battled Rock at the TLA, then Rosenberg. You can ask Steers if that's true. I was battling News outside in the trenches in Philly at the same exact time he was in New York getting knocked out by Papoose. Nigga, that's true. They called my phone in the middle of my battle on Eddie Black Crip. Fuck you talking about? At the same time, we're going to get to you being there. Don't worry about your time coming. We're going to get to that. No, wait your turn, man. You're going to get your camera time. Tell your man he's going to get his camera time, man. At the same time, he was getting knocked out by Papoose. He ain't the niggas that I fuck with. He ain't the niggas that I fuck with in Philly. If I want to get me a 100-pack, who I'm going to call, nigga, that's Luke. If I'm trying to get straps out them projects, who I'ma call, nigga, that's News. Top Goons in Philly, OBH, man, I'm involved with that crew. I'm talking niggas who really inked in that bitch. You just a brawl with tattoos. Nigga, you all real? You all real? Put you on. Nigga, till your name was high. That's real shit. They the ones who put you on. If it wasn't for them doing that, Remy would have never booked you. Nigga, truth be told, you wouldn't even been able to find this venue. You would have had to Google Chrome. What the fuck do be on? We gon' rap, nigga, not all that make-believe weirdo shit. What the fuck do be on?